Hey, let's get started. Welcome and thank you for joining us in person and by telephone at this public hearing on the proposed rules authorized by RCW 30.04.070, or more specifically, Chapter 208-544 of the Washington Administrative Code. My name is Ollie Higgs, and I am the Assistant General Counsel for the Division of Banks of the Department of Financial Institutions. I've been designated by Richard M. Riccobono, the Director of the Division of Banks, as the presiding officer for this hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed rules. I want to note that the Division of Banks will continue to consider all comments received until 5 p.m. on Monday, November 11, 2013. Before I ask for identification of persons participating in person and by telephone, let me advise you that this public hearing is being tape recorded. Anyone choosing to speak in person or by telephone will be tape recorded. So if you do not wish to be tape recorded, do not participate in this public hearing. However, we are required to record the attendance of this meeting and will be asking for your name, address, and/or email address for purposes of sending you further notice about this rulemaking after the public hearing. So I would like to introduce the participants that are here from the Division of Banks. We have myself, Ollie Higgs, as I said before, Richard M. Riccobono, the Director of Banks.
Hello.
We have Joseph Vincent, General Counsel for the Department of Financial Institutions.
Good morning.
And we have Michael Abe, Program Manager.
Good morning.
For those there doesn't appear to be anyone else that's attending in person, so we would like to go through the people that are on the telephone. If you could please identify yourself for the record and give us your email address. I do have a list of participants on, I can look at and see. So the first person I have here is Colin User 2. Can you identify yourself if you know? Okay, call in user 5. Call in user 7. That looks like there's someone from Commencement Bank. Can you identify yourself?
Yes, we are here. This is Tricia Ott with Commencement Bank.
Okay. Anyone else with your group?
I'm sorry?
Is there anyone else with your group? Just you?
Yes.
Okay, and then can you give me your email address?
TOTT@commencementbank.com.
Okay.
Do you want everybody else that's here too? Or just one?
I think.
If any of them are going to speak, yes.
Yeah, will anyone else be speaking on behalf of Commencement Bank?
No.
Okay.
Then that's fine.
Okay. It looks like Gloria McVeigh is on the line. Is that right?
That's correct.
And I have your email address. Mary Almonte, you are on the line as well.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you state your email address for the group?
malmonte@russell.com.
Okay. And it looks like we have Mike Gorton on the line.
That's correct.
And can you state where you are calling or who you're representing and then your email address?
I'm from Banner Bank and my email address is mgorton@bannerbank.com.
Okay. Looks like a few others joined. It looks like Janet Howe, are you on the line? I see that you're there.
Janet, are you there?
Okay, we'll move on to the next person. We have Jerry Shaw on the line, is that correct? Okay, I see that you're calling in. And Patrick Casey, is that correct?
Yes, Ollie, I'm here.
And can you state your email address?
pkc@perkinscooley.com.
Okay, thank you.
Now, as far as those unidentified call-in users, you might just give anybody else an opportunity to identify themselves.
Okay.
If they want to.
Right. Is there anyone else on the line that I did not identify previously?
Or who has not announced themselves?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry? Oh, Janet. Hi.
Yeah. I'm just going.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else that has not announced themselves? And wishes to. Okay. Well, thank you for identifying yourselves. For those of you that have identified yourselves, we'll be providing you with a copy of the next public document that details our consideration of the comments made. This document is entitled The Concise Explanatory Statement, and it will be posted on our website. So you can keep a lookout for that, which will explain the results of this public hearing. So with that, this hearing on the proposed rules to implement WAC 208-544, which is also known as the Modernization of Hourly Examination Fees, Assessments, and Other Fees and Charges, is called to order as of 10:06 a.m. Pacific Time on November 6, 2013. Okay, so the purpose of this hearing today is it's intended to afford all interested parties the opportunity to submit comments or other material for the Division of Banks to consider, orally or in writing, on the proposed rules. The proposed rule was filed with a code reviser, and that was the CR-102 on October 1st, 2013, and that was published in the Washington State Register. And the number for that is WSR-13-20-125, and that was published on October 16th, 2013. Let me do this. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is to talk about to summarize the proposed rule. Let me make this smaller for those of you that are online. I don't know if you can see that. So under our legislative authority in Title 30, the proposed rule consolidates all rulemaking related to fees. This includes semi-annual assessments, hourly examination fees, and other fees and charges. All fees that the division charges will now be located in Chapter 208-544 of the Washington Administrative Code. This rule also makes plain language amendments to this WAC section and repeals WAC 208-512-045 for redundancy purposes. This rulemaking retains most of the provisions currently set forth in WAC 208-544. However, there were changes made to the following, and if you're following online, I did put together kind of a chart showing the areas that were affected. The first change that we made were the definitions. Originally, there were no definitions in that WAC section, and so now in this rulemaking, we have defined several terms to make it easier to follow along and interpret the actual WAC. We also did some fee changes for information technology examinations. We went from $111.64 down to $83 an hour for examinations. Also, trust examinations, a similar fee schedule change was made, and that went down from $111.64 to $83 an hour. And then for safety and soundness, we increased a very nominal amount from $80.60 to $83. So those are some of the changes in this rule. Let me go to this next piece, which is another change that we did make was the trust company assessment. There was no trust company assessment previously, and now we have made this change, which is based on assets under management, not to exceed $100,000 annually. Another piece that was not changed, but I put it in here just for reference, is that there is a bank's assessment based on asset size, which is not to exceed $165,560 semi-annually. So there's no change there. We also clarified some pieces for the certificates and filing activities. It's still $100 a certificate. There's no change, but it's a little easier to find in the WAC. And then also for time spent on activities, for applications, et cetera, there was nothing specifically in the WAC, but we have changed that to $83 an hour. And then the pass-through costs, which are the Washington Attorney General, et cetera, which I will discuss a little bit later, there were there was nothing in there in the original WAC, but we have changed that to be costs incurred, and I will discuss that a little bit more in a little bit later. So these proposed rules are scheduled to be adopted as of November 12th, which is next Tuesday, which gives an effective date 31 days after that, which by my calculation is December 13th. So that's when the rule will actually take effect. Okay, I am going to have a call here for written testimony. We have not had any written testimony so far, but if you would like to contact me, again, my name is Ollie Higgs. I can be reached at ollie.higgs@dfi.wa.gov. My fax number is 360-704-7028. And you can deliver to 150 Israel Road, Southwest, Tumwater, Washington, 98501, or mail testimony through P.O. Box 41200, Olympia, Washington, 98504-1200. While the department has not received any public comment on the proposed rules, there was an informal session on September 6, 2013. This meeting was open to all stakeholders, but was not technically considered a public hearing. During that meeting, Cindy Fernar of Pacific Crest Bank and Jim Pishu of the Washington Bankers Association expressed some concerns with the rule. The first concern was the pass-through attorney's fees, and the second concern was the use of the term must instead of shall. At that informal meeting, decisions were made to improve the rule. More specifically, we separated out the attorney's fees into its own section, which is now WAC 208-544-055. That is in the draft rule that was filed with the 102. Generally, just for your own knowledge, our use of the Attorney General is limited to quashing subpoenas and other unique situations, and usually the institution is well aware that such actions are taking place, and the use of the AG is sometimes for the institution's benefit. So based on the comments and concerns we received in that informal meeting, we made changes to clearly state that an affected institution will be notified before any pass-through legal costs would be charged to them. Last, we made it clear that any legal costs arising from a judicial proceeding between the division and institution would not be charged to an institution. These fees are governed by the Administrative Procedures Act, Chapter 34.05, RCW. The second concern relating to the use of the term must was taken into consideration. Based on the concerns voiced at the September informal meeting, we decided to omit that word and instead use the term shall. The current iteration of the rule reflects both suggested changes, and we thank everyone for their input at that phone call and meeting. With respect to written comments, again, in abundance of caution, the Division of Banks will evaluate all comments through Monday, November 11th, 2013. Okay. We're down to any oral testimony, and I will open this hearing up to oral testimony. So when you begin your testimony, if you would please state your name, if you're appearing in a representative capacity, and who you represent, and then whether you are speaking for or against the proposed rule. To facilitate discussion of the proposed rules or to afford interested parties the opportunity to present testimony, I may impose time limits on individual testimony as we go along. So I'm going to open it up to anyone that has any sort of oral comments or, you know, testimony that they'd like to put forth. Okay, I'm going to make a last call for oral testimony. Okay. Thank you for attending this hearing. We will review all of the comments that are received by next Monday and proceed with the adoption of the final rules. I would like to thank all of you who have participated, and this hearing is adjourned as of 10:14 a.m. Wednesday, November 6, 2013. Thank you.